Must attention to illness attract illness? Well, how much can we actually toy with these thoughts of illness? For instance, a person can watch on television and offer to come down for free examination of some part of his or her body. And if the person says, oh, well, I think I'll just go do that. I feel fine, but why not, since it's free? What are the chances of that leading to what you're talking about, a stimulation of thought and eventually an unwanted result?
Nearly 100%. Because of the attention to illness in your society, your diseases are running rampant. With all of your medical technology, all of the tools, all of the discoveries, there are more people who are critically ill today than ever before. The prevalence of so much severe illness is predominantly because of your attention to illness. You say, how much can we toy with it? And we say, you're very particular about what you eat and about what you wear, about what you drive, and yet you're not particular about what you think. We would encourage you to be particular about what you think. Keep your thoughts on the side of the subject that is in harmony with your wanting. Think about wellness, not about lack of it. Think about being as you want to be rather than lack of it. Your illnesses are not born and perpetuated only because of your negative attention to illness. Remember that illness stems from your feelings of vulnerability and guardedness. Train your thoughts on all subjects, not only the subject of physical health, in the direction of what you desire. And through the improved emotional state that you accomplish, your physical well-being will then be assured.